Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 65 for Friday, September 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were higher Friday morning as sharp declines in the Canadian dollar and advances in the Chicago soy complex provided support. Canola is up by $1 to $2, the November contract up $1.90 at $457.60 per ton. The loonie, it's down by half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. That's boosting crush margins and also making exports more attractive to international buyers. Wet weather also continues to cause harvest delays across parts of Western Canada. That's also raising quality concerns, which contributed to the gains in canola. However, expectations for a large crop overall did limit the upside. Burdensome U.S. soybean supplies are another bearish influence. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher, while wheat is narrowly mixed as traders square positions ahead of the weekend. Soybeans, they're up 5 to 6 cents, the November contract up 6 at $9.56 per bushel. Soybeans were initially down in overnight trade as the technicals are looking bearish and expectations for large U.S. supplies persist. However, forecasts calling for heavy rains across much of the Midwest the next few days were deemed supportive, as that moisture at this time of year will cause harvest delays and may also cut into yields and quality. Chinese and Malaysian markets are both closed today for holidays, limiting some of the participation in the global oilseed trade. For corn, prices are up 1 to 2 cents, the December contract up 2 at $3.32 per bushel. The wet U.S. weather is also being watched closely by corn traders, with yields still very much unknown. Wheat prices, they're holding relatively steady. The December contract in Chicago is unchanged at $3.99 per bushel. Wheat remains range-bound overall, with ample world supplies being countered by rising demand at these low price levels. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, September 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.